You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey everybody, Rich Eisen here. As you know, I've got a new podcast called Just Getting Started. And this week we are joined by the dynamic entrepreneur Gary Vaynerchuk. Gary and I go back a long way. We had a great conversation on this podcast, as we do every single time he's on the Rich Eisen Show. This time I wanted to get Gary's thoughts on what he would say to people of a certain age who, because of the pandemic, are looking to hit the restart button.
Two things. I start with gratitude. I say, if you're 50, then that means you probably know somebody who's been taken because of COVID. Because your parents, friends, your, God forbid, somebody, I mean, if you're somebody who's, God forbid, had a close one go through this, right. Well then deploy gratitude. Thank God you're on earth. Two, perspective of time, Rich. People's relationship with time is really fucked up. I have a lot of friends who are 50, 52, 57, 63. They'll say things, Gary, you're, I'm like, what do you mean, you're? You're fucking 63. There's a strong chance you've got 30 more. I'm like, you remember when you were 33? They're like, yeah, it was a trillion years ago. I'm like, good. From that moment to right now is the amount of time you've probably still got on Earth. You got a ton of shit to do. The fuck are we packing up for?
Right.
Right? And so what I would say is two things. If you deploy gratitude and patience, which is a brain fuck, Rich, for people in their late 40s and 50s and 60s. They're like, what do you mean patience? Because they grew up in this society where at like 22, get a job, by 30, get married. You know this, Rich. Like,
yep.
Luckily for the kids now, they're pushing these numbers because they're living longer. But do you remember like what we thought about at 40 look like when we were 22? Like, you're finished.
That's right. I know. Right.
You know, and now I'm like, fuck, I'm 45 and I feel younger. I feel like I'm cooler and younger now than I was when I was 18. And so I think that I would say perspective around gratitude and patience, and then asking real questions. What? Why? What? Why? Why do you want to do what you want to do? What do you want to do? Do you understand? Can you? How? You know, like one thing that blows my mind is people willing to live in a house that's way too big because their self-esteem is wrapped up in their address, instead of selling that home, moving into a condo, getting back a bunch of money so that they can take the risk to start their auto body shop or their stamp collecting or their new podcast. People are very funny. They live in the rules. Why are you not allowed to downsize your house and live more humbly? Why can't you trade in your Lexus for something more humble? Like, people are stuck on rules. Like, maybe you don't have to go to the Four Seasons every time. Maybe you don't fly first class. If you want to be happy, you may have to give up some luxuries or some ego to put yourself in a position of happiness. I believe that people's over respect for outside validation is the single reason of unhappiness.
Also, a few years back on the Rich Eisen Show, Gary came on and talked about how the sports trading card industry is going to come back bigger and better than ever. Guess what? He was right about that, too. So, on Just Getting Started, I asked him about that and what the next big thing coming down the pike is. But to hear Gary's comments on all of that, and the next big thing in particular, our entire conversation, you want to hear that? Of course you do. Go to Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite shows and subscribe to Just Getting Started with me, Rich Eisen.